Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Council of Elders Call-In Talk Show. I am your host, Jansen Brooks, and we're calling you from the west coast of the United States. Today is November the 6th, 2021, and we have a great show lined up for you today. The topic today will be cryptocurrency. Unless you've been hiding up under a rock for the last 10 years, you probably have heard of cryptocurrency. You may know about it. You may be an already investor, or you just may be curious about cryptocurrency, as I am. But before we go, this is the Council of Elders call-in talk show, and the concept for the Council of Elders is elders in the community trying to reach out to younger people to help them navigate through life and give them advice so that they won't make the same mistakes that some of the elders have made, and also to learn from them, because elders can learn a lot from the young people. So with that said, let me introduce our guest today. His name is Carl Robinson. Carl hails from the Sacramento, California area, and he is a cryptocurrency enthusiast and investor. And Carl Robinson, welcome to the Council of Elders Talk Show.
Hello. It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me on. This is a great platform for getting out information to our community about what's really going on, and I truly appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, yes, you're welcome, very welcome. Tell us about your experience. Well, first, let me just ask, since we talked about cryptocurrency, what are cryptocurrencies?
Well, cryptocurrencies are digital assets. It's money, actually, any type of currency, but it's a digital currency. It started out as a medium for exchange for people to buy goods and services, and then it expanded. And so you have a lot of different type of cryptocurrencies and tokens and coins that are able to be exchanged like money is exchanged. So we use what is called fiat money, which is money that is paper money or money that is backed up. A lot of times when we think of digital assets, like now for the most part, we all use digital assets in some shape, form, or fashion. Because for the majority part, when we go to the store and we use our phones to pay or use credit cards, that's all digital. There isn't anything physical being passed in between the two people doing transactions. So cryptocurrency is a deregulated, outside of the governmental authorities, form of currency that people exchange amongst each other.
Oh, okay. So how did you get started investing with cryptocurrency?
How I got started investing? For me, my journey is an interesting journey. I'm a spiritual person, so I tend to follow certain signs. And so I began, receiving a lot of different vibrations and messages concerning cryptocurrency. And I kept like, I don't know about this cryptocurrency stuff. I don't know. I kept seeing it. And I was listening to Spirit, and I said, okay, well, let me at least check it out. And so I did a little research. This was right before the election, or during the election, actually. This was during the election when, Biden and Trump was going at it. And so I got to reading up on it a little bit and studying. I said, so if this is true, and right now we're going through a period of inflation. They had pumped out a lot of money, just creating money, and the value of the dollar was going down. And so my logic mind was saying, like, okay, if this is true, that this cryptocurrency is actually a thing, then it's going to be a shift change when the presidency changes, because either party, since it was so polarized, aren't going to be in agreement with the government, and they're going to be looking for ways to get their money out. And there was also a guy, I was on the Close the Deal show with Terrence McRae, and there was a guy, and he was on there, and he was, I forget his name currently at the moment, forgive me, and he was on there, and he owned a television production company for that specializes in Latino and Hispanic music and things of that nature. And he was saying behind closed doors, cryptocurrency is the largest redistribution of wealth in history. So that was the first thing that I got. And then I went on to start looking into it. I'm like, okay, well, people are going to be upset, either way that this goes. And so I said, okay, let me do one more check. I said, it got to be a way I can get my money out. How can I change this money back into something I can use, which is a lot of problem that people think about. Like, okay, cryptocurrency, I don't know anything about it. Okay, so how do I spend it? And so I said, okay, so it got to be a way to transfer it. So I said, well, I entered it into Google. How do I transfer cryptocurrency into regular money, into cash? And it said it had Bitcoin ATMs. It had ATMs. And so I said, okay, well, if this is true, then I'm here in Sacramento. Then if this is really a thing, then it should be some Bitcoin ATMs near me. And so I just typed in Bitcoin ATMs into Google, and like 30 of them popped up. I'm like, oh, wow, like this is really a thing. I've never seen a Bitcoin ATM. Didn't know they existed. But here they are in the city of Sacramento all around me. I'll say, then I entered LA and I entered San Francisco. I'm saying, okay, them big places. Let me try Florida. California's, pretty forward in technology. Let me try Florida. So I tried Miami, Florida, Orlando, Florida, and all of these places. I've tried Georgia, even smaller places, and they had Bitcoin ATMs all over the country. And I'm like, oh, wow. So behind closed doors, this is a thing. This Bitcoin is a way that you can get your money out. So I'm saying, okay. So I took $250 and I discovered how to get onto an exchange. That exchange was Coinbase. And I invested. The day of the election, I invested. Yeah, the day of the election, I invested $250.
Well, let me just say that if you're just calling in, the topic for today is cryptocurrency. Unless you've been under a rock for the last 10 years, you've heard about it, probably seen some of the machines. I notice now they have big time celebrities on TV touting cryptocurrency. So it's something that is kind of in its infant stages. And it looks like it's not going away. It's only going to get bigger and bigger. So we just want to keep abreast of what's going on. And some of you listen may already have cryptocurrencies, and if you have some questions or comments, please press the number one on your phone, and we will entertain questions and comments. Pianki, I know you're listening. If you want to unmute your phone, if you have some questions or comments, feel free to join in as well. So, Carlotta, let me cut you off. But go ahead.
No, that was me. Now, what I was going to say is, I was listening to the gentleman, and congratulations. And people think that cryptocurrencies, whether it is go by the name of Bitcoin, goes by the name of Dogi or Ethereum, and there's several of them. There's a lot of them out there. It's probably over 1,000 all around the world. But it's not going to replace the U.S. dollar by no way or stretch of imagination. But what people thought that they could use the currency to go in the store and buy a loaf of bread or a pound of hamburger or something like that. But it's so volatile that just won't happen because you pay $2 for a loaf of bread today, and if the coin drops, you still be paying $2 for a loaf of bread or even more. But what they use it for now is for speculation, that is buying it low in the sub-penny region, and hopefully that it go up to a dollar, and just think a person could become very wealthy overnight or within a given point of time if it did that. And also they trade it like they do day trading with options. So it's good to get involved in with anything like this. And let's see what happens.
Right. I think you partially answered this question, Pianki, but beyond the method for payment, what are other functions of cryptocurrency? And I'll direct this to Carl.
Currency, they also support the blockchain community. They have many different functions in exchange, things that support different organizations and other functions within it, such as when you're building out what is called NFTs. You have NFTs. I don't want to get into a lot of the lingo right now, but you can look up NFTs and other things like that. But what I am going to say in regards to what was just mentioned, I have a Coinbase card, right? And it's backed by Visa. And I can take my Coinbase debit card, and I can take my Coinbase card with my cryptocurrency, and I can use it in the store. And the reason why I can do that is because along with Bitcoin, Ethereum, and others, you have what is called third stable coin. So you have the USDT, Tether coin, which is also based upon the U.S. dollar. So it never goes too far or below the value of the U.S. dollar. And so you have also stable coins such as Filecoin that are also equal to the U.S. dollar, and also have a crypto.coin debit card, which you can use your cryptocurrency on there as well. And so now you do have avenues and ways that you can buy it. Also, but there's a HyperPay card through a program that I'm utilizing where you have to be a member. And HyperPay uses what is called HyperUnits, which is also equivalent to the U.S. dollar. And so you can use up to $50,000 daily with that. And then it's a debit card that's backed by Visa. And so they do the transfer on there. So you can go in and you can transfer it and utilize it like that. And the store is just so many different things now. Also, if you're business owners now, when you're shopping, you are shopping online and you have that option available, you can choose to take USDT Tether or Bitcoin as payment and things like that. So people are utilizing as regular payment now.
Oh, okay. Carl, if you would, let me just say again, if you just just calling in. We're talking about cryptocurrency today, and our guest is Carl Robinson. And Carl is an enthusiast of cryptocurrency. I see we have a person who has a question or comment. Caller 3755. Caller 3755, would you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, this is John L. Brown, and I'm calling from Sacramento, California. How you guys doing? Hey,
I'm doing
Carl, how you doing, man?
You're doing well.
Hey, Carl, I wanted to ask you a question. Now, how do you go about getting a card, one of their debit cards?
Well, it depends. If you want to get a Coinbase card, you just go and you sign up on Coinbase. Once you get verified, you know, you put your ID, attach it to your bank account and stuff like that, because you can immediately exchange your cryptocurrency and then go straight back to your bank account. And so once you get a Coinbase card, then you just fill out for the card like you would at a regular bank account. You just go on there and you just click it, and then they'll send it in the mail within like 5 days.
Okay, now do you have to have so much money in your wallet?
No, it's not. It's not required. Well, to open and fund the account, you put in $100. But yeah, you don't have to have any. It's not a certain amount in order to be able to spend it.
Okay, now the reason I'm asking is because I tried to get a card, and for some reason it's not. You know, they're telling me I need so much money in my account, but I have. I did invest in Bitcoin. And I did invest in crypto.com coin.
Right. Yeah.
And
that's crypto. A different platform.
Oh, that's a different platform?
Yeah, it's like different platforms have different rules. So, like, that's probably why, like, they might have a certain amount in order for you to get for them to give you the card. It might be a certain amount for crypto.com. I have them too. So I have their card too. But, I know Coinbase, it doesn't have an amount.
So how would
right.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
I'm sorry, John. Go ahead and ask your question.
No, I was just wondering, you know, because how – so you have to – you know, I already invested. So in order for me to get a card, I have to go through Coinbase. I mean, can I transfer my money that I have in crypto, can I transfer it to Coinbase so I can get a card? Because for some reason I just can't. They won't give you a card if you have a crypto.com wallet.
Right.
Unless
yes, you can. I probably can help you with that. Probably just
okay.
Like something small technical that you have to see. So. Next time you see me, just we can talk. Are you coming to the men's meeting today? The King's Society.
No, I'm not. No, I can't. I'm not going today because I'm fixing to go. I got to take care of something this morning, so I can't go today. But I'm gonna be to church tomorrow.
Okay. So to explain your question, you can do what is called a transfer with your cryptocurrency from one wallet to another. So once you open up a Coinbase account, you can fund that account with a transfer. And so if you're transferring Bitcoin, like I transfer Bitcoin from my Cash App, I transfer Bitcoin from SimpleSwap, I transfer Bitcoin from all the different platforms I use, like TronLink, Crypto.com, Exodus. I'm in a few of them. And you can transfer it from one to the other. So basically they have like what is called a withdrawal address. And so you get that address, and then you go to your Coinbase and you put receive. And then once you hit receive coin, you put that address in there and it'll send it. And they also have like QR codes that you can scan and stuff like that. And it's immediate transfer. It took a couple minutes. And it's finished. So it'll transfer it over. Yeah, you can transfer it from any platform to any other platform.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, John. Carl, I got another question for you. And let me just say that if you're listening, And you have a question or comment for Carl Robinson about cryptocurrency, you can press the number 1 on your phone, and he will address your question or comment. But, Carl, help me with the lingo. Crypto, coins, tokens, ICO, blockchain. Let's start with this. We talked about crypto. So just in a nutshell, what is crypto? Well, it's an umbrella term for all digital and virtual currencies. So we got that. What are coins?
Coins are any cryptocurrency that has a separate blockchain of their own. Now, to explain what a blockchain is, just a technology that allows for the cryptocurrency to work. It's a way that they keep track of the currency. So it formulates a block. So after every transaction, there's a connection or a tie to show exactly where this currency came from and where it went. And so that's the blockchain. And so people verify that this is this amount. Well, not people, but the computers, you know, verify that this is this amount and that is that amount. And it keeps on going along the chain of the technology. And so each cryptocurrency would have its own blockchain or its way that it's being tracked. So that's the coin. So for Ethereum is a coin, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Shiba Inu, they have a lot of different coins.
Right. Okay. What are tokens?
Tokens is any cryptocurrency that is built on top of an existing blockchain. Some companies have their own cryptocurrency, and they also call these tokens. And then these tokens are what you can use so you can get your goods and you can get services and, you know, especially from the company that's issuing it.
Oh, okay.
So like to break it down, just say if you had a share in Google and Google had a specific way that its thing looked, you know what I mean, like a specific way that its share looked, then that would be Google's token. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like the same thing. Like you have the U.S. dollar, the Chinese yen, the euro, you know, the British pound, the ruby, you know, things like that. So it's along those same lines. So how each country now has their own currency is like each blockchain has its own currency or token.
Right. And am I correct? I think I was reading some country in South America, Bolivia, one of those countries down there has actually started using cryptocurrency as an everyday thing. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes.
One of those countries.
Yes, I have. One thing about the, I think it was El Salvador. Let me be sure. Let me check.
Yes, sounds about right.
I know the city of Miami, their mayor is pushing to make cryptocurrency the main thing for utilization in the city of Miami.
Mm.
So let me get that. It's that country. I don't want to tell you any false information.
Yeah, so you're listening to the Council of Elders talk show. The call-in number is 516-387-1611. If you have a question or comment, just press the number 1 on your phone, and we will address your question or comment. I want to thank everybody for listening. Carl, I wouldn't stress out over that. I know it was one of those conferences. People can Google it if they want. But now, in Miami, did the mayor give a reason why he wanted
El Salvador.
Push crypto? Or it wasn't El Salvador?
Yeah, El Salvador, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, do you know if the mayor gave a reason why he wanted to use cryptocurrency as the currency for the city of Miami?
Because he is looking to bring and be friendly to a lot of the, you know, blockchain companies that are utilizing cryptocurrency, and he sees it as a deregulated way to invest, to grow, really, because the U.S. dollar, the inflation rate is getting ridiculous, and we're losing value. I mean, like right now, the like, you know, why it's like, why is the gas so high? Why is this so that? Why is the prices going up? Because the value of the U.S. dollar is getting more, and you're going to be able to buy less with your dollar. And so to help stabilize and to bring that business, he decided that he wanted to bring cryptocurrency to the platform. It's an article out on, and if you look up so it's an article. So you reach out to me to find that article. Yes.
Yeah. Any cryptocurrency is based off the U.S. dollar, and also the national dollar. For instance, if you Japan and Britain. But I tell you, the reason why I think he's doing it, because he's got a lot of people in Miami that's from the Caribbean and also from South America, and if they they would be allowed to, well, I guess you could say they would be allowed to make transactions and avoid detection. Like, for instance, moving money. If you have $1,000 and you bought $1,000 worth of, say, bitcoins, then you could transfer that to somebody outside anywhere to their wallet. And a wallet is just a place where you store these coins. They call them coins for convenience. And there's different types of wallets. I guess your guests can get into that later on. But that's my opinion why come he done that, because of the etymology of the people there that's in Miami.
So here, I have the article here. So they have a Miami coin. And he wants to pay the city workers with this Miami coin. And so they're adapting it. Miami is attempting to integrate cryptocurrency into city government, according to Suarez. It's exploring allowing city employees to get paid in Bitcoin and allowing residents to pay some fees and taxes in Bitcoin. The city held the world's largest Bitcoin conference in June for thousands of enthusiasts. So city coins is a community that is trying to bring something into existence that didn't exist before. The Miami coin relies on a base cryptocurrency called stacks. As miners mint stacks and forward the tokens in the city coins, Miami coins are generated. And from that, people interested in buying or trading in Miami coin can find it on the crypto exchange. So really it looked like he's building a network of currency in order to support his city. The city of Miami, because he sees the way that this cryptocurrency can grow and how it can grow and adapt in value. And Miami is a really productive city. So if you get people that are coming to Miami and they have these Miami coins, then they could just, based on that, accelerate their value. Whereas in utilizing other things, you can't, especially if you're going off with things that's based on usage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Carl, we got about another half an hour to go here, about halfway during the show. And let me remind everybody that we're talking about cryptocurrency today, some of its uses and what it's all about. And we don't want to just hide our heads up on the rock. So the call-in number is 516-387-1611. If you have a question, press the number 1 on your phone. Well, Carl, let's get down to the real nitty-gritty, man. How can I make some money with cryptocurrency? You can join in, too, if you know about it, too. But go ahead, Carl.
There are multiple ways that you can make money with cryptocurrency. One isn't just in the value and sitting back much like you would do an exchange and waiting on that value to go up. right? So you could sit back and you could buy you some cryptocurrency, and you could say, okay, I'm going to purchase this cryptocurrency at this price, and then it's going to go up, and then I'm going to have an increased value. Like, so let's say 1 year ago you was like, you know what, I'm going to get this cryptocurrency. When I bought in, it was $18,000, right? But I have the market trade open on my phone here. So 1 year ago today, cryptocurrency was worth $14,310, right? The Bitcoin was, right? Not cryptocurrency, but Bitcoin in specific. And today it's worth $60,714. So if you had bought one coin back then at $14,000, today you would have $60,000 1 year later. There's also Ethereum. When I first bought into Ethereum was a little over $300. Now today it's worth $4,000, over $4,000. And so that's one way, is in the trading. You have people that trade cryptocurrency every day. Like every day cryptocurrency is going up. Some of the top movers for today is Track, the Track coin. That's one of the new coins, and it's up 18%. Right, XYO is up 17%. So say if you had some Track coins that you bought yesterday, they went up today to 18%. And you just say, if you had $100 worth of Track yesterday, today it went up 18%. So at the end of the day today, you want to close, and you may have made $18 off of that $100. So that's one way of trading. You also have, if you buy coin, say if you purchase coin, you can do what is called stake holding. And so if you do a stake holding, then it freezes it at the price that you're bought, that you bought it, and people come and they borrow Bitcoin. So you have people that are borrowing Bitcoin from other lenders, and so you can allow your Bitcoin to be utilized, and then you earn interest. So they have 8% interest, 12% interest, 4% interest. They have different ones for different currencies or tokens. So that's another way that you can make money off of your coin while your coin is growing. Then you have platforms such as the reward platform that I'm using, where you buy HU and you get 300% guaranteed, and they pay out daily. So say if you put in $300, then you get $900 return in 600 days. If you put in $500, you get $1,500. You put in $1,000, you get $3,000. You put in $10,000, you get $30,000. But you can also do rebuys, which allows you to compound. So after they give you daily rewards, after you get $50, and you can then rebuy, buy into it again, and get another triple up. So there are different ways that you can earn money. You also have people that purchase products with it. You have people that also, you know, do gambling and stuff like that with cryptocurrency. So a lot, any way that you can make money, you can pretty much do it with cryptocurrency.
Right. It almost sounds like crypto investing is almost another very similar to investing in stocks and stuff like that, except it seems to me that the rise and increase of cryptocurrency, those good cryptocurrencies, is even more faster than, you know, the stock market. At least it seems to me that way.
It's so much faster than the stock market. There are people that are millionaires, you know, like overnight, literally. If you make the right move and the right investment, like 18% don't seem like much when you're investing $100. But if you're investing, just say you're increasing your wealth by 15% every day, you know what I mean? Or you have some cryptocurrencies that went up over 25,000%. I mean, like just like I said about Bitcoin, like if you had 14,000 and you had one Bitcoin last year, and now that's 60,000. So just say if you had 100,000 in Bitcoin, you know what I mean? And now that then tripled, what would you have? So it's people that have made a lot of money off of these platforms. It's depending all in what you're willing to invest and what you're willing to do.
Right. Carl, as I look at YouTube videos about cryptocurrency, it seems to be a coin right now. It's called Shiba or something like that. Shiba Inu or something like that.
Yeah, Shiba Inu.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I have, Yeah, I have Shiba Inu myself. Shiba Inu was originally started out as like a joke in opposition to Dogecoin, which was backed by Elon Musk and Tesla. And so it's only worth like, let me see, I'm going to show you what it's worth looking here, 0.00005970. Thing about it is like when I bought it, I put in $10, and that was about a week ago. And now I have $26. So I've doubled my money almost in half, like 150%. So I've doubled my money with Shiba Inu just within a week. So I made $16 so far off my $10 as of today with Shiba Inu. But yeah, it's going up. So they've been pushing Inu. It's a really popular coin. And they've been pushing it. A lot of people have been buying into it and using it. So it's been going up and up.
Right, right. Now, Carl, you are in the sort of a, I don't want to use the word, multi-level marketing organization that can help people, if they so desire, to start a business with Bitcoin. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
All right. So first, let me clarify. It utilizes, right? So the fund that I'm in, it utilizes. It took the whole MLM type thing and utilizes it, right? But the difference is that it is giving you something of value, right? So a lot of MLMs, they don't really have anything of value. But with what I'm involved in, they give you value. So basically you're getting equity in a company by becoming a member, and they're just rewarding the participants with the 300%. So, you know, with anything, just like with Walmart or just like with Google, you know, the referral and reward system, people have reward systems for participating. And so they're trying to get people to participate more in the cryptocurrency market and in these particular tokens. So as a result, they're offering rewards. But what the rewards are going to and what the money is going into funding and financing other companies and in cryptocurrency blockchains within the organization. And so you're actually a part of something that's a growing corporation. Just say like if you invested in ABC, right? So, like, many people don't know that ABC is the financial part or the large parent part of Google, right? So if you had invested in that and they invest in Google and they invest in all these other platforms like they own, right? Or say if you own Pepsi and you invested in Pepsi, Pepsi has holdings in KFC, Taco Bell, and all that. Like, a lot of people don't know that Pepsi owns all of that stuff. Pepsi owns Lay's. And all of that. So this is basically the same thing, and they're getting the members to buy in and grab these tokens so that they can use that to invest in the other financial platforms. So it's basically like you're funding the platforms that you're in and receiving the benefit by being a shareholder or a member of that. It's the equivalent of that. It's not that, but it's the equivalent of that.
Right. So you talked about, kind of regressing a little bit, you talked about something called Coinbase.
Yes.
Explain that a little bit. It sounds like that is almost like a stock exchange for cryptocurrency.
It is. Yes. So Coinbase is a crypto exchange market where you can purchase, and this is for the U.S. Now, you have other ones that are outside the U.S. that have different type of coins. This is available here in the U.S. As well as globally. And Coinbase, basically you can go on Coinbase. It attaches to all of the major banks and credit unions. So that's another thing that lets you know, like these things are supported by major financial institutions. You have PayPal that's supporting it. You have Google that's supporting it. You have Walmart that's supporting it. You can buy cryptocurrency in Walmart kiosks now. But Coinbase is basically an exchange. It's like a money market exchange. And a lot of times we aren't even familiar with the regular money market where you can buy and exchange U.S. dollar for the Chinese yen. We're not even familiar with that. You know what I mean? Like you can exchange money, different type of currencies and regular money. But this is for crypto currency market. And then it has like the platform of what's going up, what's going down, what you can buy. You can buy, sell, trade, transfer to other exchanges all from this market. It has ways that you can learn about new coins that's coming on. You can earn interest on your money. Like I've earned $3 in interest on my Algorand coin that I bought, that I have just sitting on Coinbase so far, which is more than I earned on my bank account. You know what I mean? So, you know, the bank account ain't finna give you too much of anything unless you have an extremely large amount in there. But so, yeah, so you can earn interest on there and all kinds of stuff.
If you have an extremely large amount, you don't want to get 0.3%. on your money, so at least put
right,
it on a money
right,
market.
Right, 0.001, yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, so so Coinbase is where a person could go to purchase Bitcoin or other coins.
Yes, yes.
It's almost like a broker for a brokerage for cryptocurrency. All right.
I got a question for him.
All right.
What browser do you use, if I could ask?
Well, I use Google.
Well,
I use Google Chrome.
You might want to change to Brave, B-R-A-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
Because Brave will give you, it has what's called BAT, Basic Attention Tokens.
Mm-hmm.
And the ads that come across your computer, and I have mine set up for 10 an hour, it pays you 70% of what that ad is paying for that space. In other words, they keep 30%, they give you 70%. And those basic attention tokens can equal to U.S. dollars. So you might want to check that out. Plus, it has a very good, practically called your personal VPN, which is your own personal network. And it blocks off trackers. Like I've had 168,000 trackers blocked and ads blocked. My bandwidth have been saved. It has saved me 4 gigabytes of bandwidth, and the time saved is 2.3 hours just on this particular laptop. So you might want to check that and also recommend that to some of your associates because it's a pretty good thing. B-R-A-V-E, Brave.
Okay. Yeah, I see that right now. I'm looking at it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Security.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and your computer could be sitting there and you making money.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out. Okay.
Something like Chrome or something like that? Some browser, you say?
It's better than Chrome. Browser. Yeah, because, see, Chrome, if you stay on Chrome a while, and if you go to a virus protector and you clean, go like Hitman is a virus protector that I use. I also use Avast. Hitman will come back and reveal the number of trackers you got from just being logged on the Chrome, and it can get up into the tens. So you don't want that because what it does is slows your computer down. Plus they track you. These businesses track you. If you go to, for instance, like Facebook and all of a sudden you see an ad pop up, say you went to Home Depot off of Facebook, but you're there on Facebook and all of a sudden Home Depot pops up or something along the lines that you're looking for. So you're looking for a fishing reel. Well, then those ads will pop up on your screen And they just tracking you, following you around. You know, I don't think, you know, some people like that. I don't like it.
Right. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Soon as you look up some, or you don't even have to really be looking up. You could just be, I've had it where I've just been talking in general conversation and go on there and look and see the same ad. Like, wait a minute, I was just only talking about it. I didn't even look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, there's some other
exactly
opportunities out
about.
There. There's a lot of opportunities. Okay. It's some new. What I'm going to do after I check this one out, I'm going to get a host to get me in contact with you, and I'll share that with you. Because I really enjoy the young people that's getting involved in these new technologies, because that's the way to go. You just what you said, you so far advanced of a lot of people in this country, your peers in particular. And it's always good to get involved in the latest technology. We used to call them fads, because so they're going to move. Like you make mention of Sheba. You can buy a Sheba for less than a penny. I've got like 1.9 million of them. Well, suppose that dude go up to $10. How much money you got now?
Right.
You follow
exactly.
Me?
Exactly.
And what makes a move is like any other security, heavy buying caused the price to go up. And also speculation, stories. So anyway, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, we definitely need to talk. I appreciate that information. And also what I like about it, too, about the currency market is it's just numbers moving around, and, like, they don't know, like I'm a black male, you know, they don't know. You know what I mean? So they're not freezing me out based upon my background or based upon, you know, my color or anything else. It's just transformation of numbers in this market, you know, and it's not like highly regulated, you know, at this point in time, but like and it can be tracked, you know, through the white labels and stuff like that. So there's so many different opportunities with things that are growing to get in. Like a lot of these deals and like where stuff like are going to be gone once these things have been implemented into our day-to-day life. You know what I mean? And it's here already, and they're pushing it. But like I don't know if like people have noticed, like they're starting to remove locations where they're accepting cash. You know, they're kind of like, if you go to Walmart now, it's like it's only one.
That's right.
Only one machine.
They're trying to get you on digital. And you know something else too now. Digital. I'm politically biased, so I'm not saying this trying to persuade you, but see, this administration, the Secretary of Treasury already say that they want to tax what's called unrealized gains. You know what an unrealized gain is, right? Your unrealized gain, if you bought Sheba for the price it's at now and it increased 15%, and you don't even take that 15%. You just leave it there under the pretense that, well, I'm going to let it keep growing. Well, they're going to want to come in and tax that increase even though you haven't taken it off and put it in your pocket.
Right.
And that's
right.
Totally insane.
And that's the problem with these gangsters. You know what I mean? And I call them gangsters because it's like you're not giving me any additional benefit, you know, and you want a piece of everything that I get. And that's the problem with the banks and the credit unions and all of that, is that they can come in at any given time and say, you know what, we want all of that. Freeze it, lock it up, or give us all
that. Yeah, it can, especially if you're not political. And like Oregon is going to have this driver's license that have your social score. So if you haven't got your pandemic shot, if you have a certain political persuasion, or if you voted this way and so on, well, that's going to affect how you can, for instance, apply for student loans, or how you can do this or do that. And that there is really ridiculous too. So, no, learn as much as you can about these things, because it's very difficult, if almost impossible, to follow you around on that blockchain. Because of that code, and you might explain it in the type of code that you have that is specifically to you and keeps from being hacked.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's specifically for you.
Yeah, like your 24 32 word that you have to enter in order to reestablish things. You got to explain to the host on that. You do a good job explaining things. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, so you're speaking of the blockchain technology, where you have the codes or your address. Your address is a series of codes that is specifically for you, right? It's designed. You can keep those codes. You also have the mnemonic words. Mnemonic. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's spelled MNEUNOMIC. Where you have these passwords that are specifically for you, and no one else has that code until you enter it into the system. And so no one else can hack it because they don't have it. Now, it also increases responsibility because if you lose it, then that's on you. Then you just have money that's just out there. But, yeah, they have these specific codes in the blockchain. And if you want to look that up, you know, to contact me, and we can get more in depth into how that and address keeps track.
Explain
of
the hard wallets to him too.
Oh, yeah. So you have hard wallets. A hard wallet is basically a device. Now you also have like your online wallets, but when that company is in control of it. They're not in control of it, but they keep it there. But your hard wallets is a device where you can keep your addresses, what is called addresses for your cryptocurrency. You keep your addresses there. You keep it inside of your hard wallet, and it keeps a track of it. So you can have these hard wallet devices that keep track of your cryptocurrency and keep it guarded and locked, and nobody can hack it. And you can plug it into your computer, or you can, you know, utilize it on your however you want to utilize it in order to keep your money off. So you can keep it trapped into your hard wallet. You also have a cold wallet, as they call it.
Oh, okay.
And the good thing about the hard wallet, I know you got about 8 minutes, but good thing about the hard wallet, you can put it in your pocket. You don't have to leave it online where it can be subjected to hacking.
Right. Exactly. You can put that right in your pocket. It's kind of like a hard drive, like the terabyte hard drives that you get. You know, you can keep that, put that in your pocket, and you ain't got to worry about, you know, nobody hacking your money or nothing like that. And you get
right,
it,
now,
you ain't got to worry about nobody coming getting your currency.
People can hack your money when you got Bitcoin. I mean, you got crypto.
No. No, but it just make if you have your cold wallets, it just make it even more secure, right? Well, I'll take that back. There have been people that are extremely smart. Now, what they can do is they can hack the company. If you have it there, they might be able to hack that company. That company has a weak security protocol and stuff like that. But for the most part, the way that the blockchain is set up, then it's super difficult to hack, but people are very ingenious. So I wouldn't say never. I wouldn't say never in regards to anything. People are ingenious, but if you have it in your cold wallet, then no one is able to get it there.
Right, right. Well, Carl, I'm going to back you up in a corner and ask you if I'm just starting in cryptocurrency, what are the top 3 or 4 or 5 currencies that I should buy?
In my humble opinion, it varies. To be honest, definitely if you're going to get Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin. But me personally, I would recommend Ethereum, right? I would recommend Ethereum Classic. Look into your Ethereum coins that are backed by Ethereum. Also, right now, Shiba Inu has been going up. Algorand, and you know, and so here's the thing. This is what I'm gonna give you a little bit, a snippet of what I do. Right. So say if I got a coin that's going up, right. Say I got Ethereum Classic and it went up by $200 today, which I've had that happen. You know, I wake up, you know, and like, oh man, I got $200 extra. You know, where that come from, right? Oh, Ethereum Classic now went up overnight, right? So what I do is instead of removing it all the way from the platform and putting it all the way back into my wallet, I'll transfer that into USDT, which is based on the US dollar, which is a stable coin, my what I've gained. You know what I mean? So if I've gained 200, so that way, even if it goes back down, when people start selling, I still have my regular money because I've transferred it back into U.S. dollars, which is stable. It always stays at a dollar equivalent to the U.S. dollar. So it's the U.S. coin, currency coin. So I transfer that. And so if you were to do that every day, I haven't started doing it myself yet because I got multiple jobs and stuff that I do. But if you were to start doing that, right, and just say you made a gain of 15% of whatever it is every day, then you can do the math after that of how much money you would actually make if you were to do that every day. And you can do that every day with different coins if you're paying attention to the market. And so I wouldn't suggest any one market, but some of the main staples are Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other Ethereum-based coins that are going up.
Oh, okay. It sounds like what you're saying, some people can be almost like day traders with
yes, exactly.
Okay.
You could make a mint in a day if you were into that type of thing and just sitting and watching and seeing what was going on.
Right, and knew what you were doing.
Yes, knew what you were doing. So, you know, you have altcoins, AOT coins, so I would look out for a lot of the altcoins and tokens. And, like, also with the platform that I'm on, so if people want to, you know, get to know about that, reach out to me. You can look me up on my Facebook at Carl Robinson, or you can put in at UbeCool, OOOHBAYKOOL. The business page that we're utilizing is Financial Unity Network. So look up Financial Unity Network. It has a lot of information on there about some of the various platforms that we're utilizing. And you can go on there and check those out and, you know, get in contact with me. And, you know, we can do some things.
All right. Well, Carl, it's been very enlightening. And I let anybody know just the hour that we've talked about cryptocurrency today. I mean, this is just we're scratching the scratch of the surface, you know. So if you're interested in cryptocurrency, you know, do more research. There's a lot of information out there. Carl, you had emailed me a questionnaire thing here. Questions about cryptocurrency. Here are 21 answers. Can that be easily found? 21 answers. That's a pretty good little document there.
Yes. Yeah. You can just look up basic questions about cryptocurrency. Type that into the Google field, and it'll pop up. You know, questions like, what is cryptocurrency? You know, you can ask, what is cryptocurrency, what is blockchain, and then that'll pop up. You can get that. And actually, the actual question is questions about cryptocurrency. So you can just put that into your Google search or whatever browser that you're using, and it'll pop up, and they'll, you know, explain all about it. Also, with the fund, the program that I'm in, the membership that I'm in, they have an academy that teaches you step by step about blockchain, about cryptocurrency. So it's like videos and classes and stuff like that. So, you know, if you want to utilize that platform and you can, you know, really learn a whole new market and, you know, get ahead of the game.
Right. Is that the Financial Unity Network?
Financial Unity Network is where we offer the other platforms, among other things. But once they contact me, then I'll let them know about the program and how to get interacted with it and stuff like that. So it's called Hyperfund, actually.
Oh, okay. All right, folks. Well, that's about it for the show today. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Thank the people that press one on your phone. And we're going to wrap it up for today. Thanks for calling. We'll be here next week with another good topic. The number is 516-387-1611 is our call-in number. Have a nice weekend,
right,
everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for being on the show today, Carl.
Okay.